Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention, is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grizzard Dummies Want Honey. That was suggested by, this guy's got a great name, Jason Dubler. Jason Dubler Herman. Wow, that's really fancy. That was done on Patreon, where, of course, if you're a member of the 420 Club, we listen to your suggestions for the opening of the show. We mention your name on the show sometimes, and we're trying to put together other fun giveaways. And, oh, and you get to see pre-taped episodes like this very one. You get to see those like a day early. So sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. Doug plugs. I'm doing the Doug Loves Movies podcast in Los Angeles tonight at the UCB Theater. Tickets might still be available. And then in Tacoma, Washington on Saturday, January 19th at 4:20. Vegas on January 27th at 4:20. And Dallas, Texas on February 2nd. And guess what time? You got it, 4:20. All of my stand-up and podcast taping dates can be found at DougLovesMovies.com. Enjoy the show. Hey, I almost forgot to have my sunglasses on. Blast off. Here we are in the basement, pre-taping an episode for your enjoyment, getting high a week before you see it. You know, I just like to be open about the process.
Yeah,
even though it gets a little boring to, you know, hear about that.
Yeah, give them a peek behind the curtain.
Let's get to my guests. Speaking of behind the curtain, that's where the guests would be on most shows.
But
on this show, you're seeing them already. Saw their names already. But we've got Joel Kim Booster, first time guest on the show. Let's hear it for that. And then one of our favorites here at the show, we always love having her back, Jesse May Peluso.
What's up?
Oh, boy. This
I like
is
how we were shot into space, our names. It's a sweet intro.
The whole thing is dream come true. Because we're just, you know, that's where we're headed.
Oh, God, in this room? Am I in some spaceship that just got dislodged from the mothership?
Oh, my God, it'd be so great. But I just thought... I like shows that like have a play, you know, a setting like, you know, now I can't. Oh, you know, like Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
You know, they've got their place where they hang out or whatever.
It gives you a visual.
Even though it's they're talking to the camera a lot and to each other, and this is how many times for you think? How many times on this show?
You know, every time I'm on the show, I forget how to count, so I don't know if I can answer that question.
Right.
Maybe
yeah, it's
I don't
a bad
know.
Time to ask you that.
Eight? Six?
It's up there. Yeah.
Some one of those numbers.
It's a pretty healthy number.
Yeah. Wow. I was thinking about the time that I told Melissa Etheridge she should call her new strain Come to My Windope. And she said...
she really, said, really, really late spit tape.
I was so delayed.
Yeah, yeah. Beat. Spit.
I thought there was like
I
a toenail.
I rinsed it a little bit, and then I spit it.
She went, nope. Remember that?
I just didn't want to startle anybody.
That was
she
a boner
it.
Move on her part. That's a brilliant name.
Thank you very much. I'm choking.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Bailey's on the Rocks.
Oh, wow.
Humble brag.
Didn't you make a lot of come to my window jokes?
I made the one, and then it just... I felt like Melissa Etheridge was going to come to my window with a bow and arrow and just shoot me in the neck. That's really what I thought.
That's one we should put on the list to replay, because that's...
Don't you remember that?
That's fun, yeah.
She was like, nope. Was, and I went, I'm going to walk into traffic. Bye, F, C, S.
Yeah, I don't know. I expected something a little different out of her. She was different than I expected.
Yeah, see, expectations suck. Well,
having seen none of this, what was your expectation of Melissa Etheridge, and how did she subvert it.
That she'd fall in love with me?
Yeah, see, we both set the whole thing up so that they would fall in love and you know, just maybe be set for life.
I would. I want to be like...
that woman's got residuals, some residual
wolves. I want to get snuggly with those residuals.
She's got monies coming in.
Yeah, and that's what life is all about.
I'm glad she's doing okay.
You're glad she's doing okay?
I'm glad to hear
she's
that.
She's doing great. Shout out to
I'm still a fan. I didn't walk away like, I just it was not exactly how I thought it would go.
Yeah.
You know, I thought these two would hit it off, you know.
He thought we'd be like this by
You'd
the end.
You'd be officiating the wedding.
I really thought it was, you know.
I thought I'd be on my yacht somewhere in, you know, Aruba on our fourth anniversary, just serving each other.
Melissa Etheridge strikes you as an Aruba type of person?
Maybe.
I don't think she got any place mentioned in a Beach Boys song. Okay, so Joel, you like to vape. That's your jam.
I have bad lungs. I'm an asthmatic, so I had to thank God that the technology has caught up with my health problems is all I'm saying.
So you a combination of edibles and vaping.
Yes.
And that gets you through.
That gets me through the days.
You do it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually got catastrophically stoned last night and was like, thank God I don't have to do that again for a minute. And then woke up this morning and remembered what I have to do today. So this is, I'm living through a nightmare right now. Which is should be compelling. Television? No. That's not what this is.
National
the worse
television.
It gets for you, the harder she's going to laugh. She loves it.
I do.
We should just intentionally bring on people that can't handle weed and watch you laugh at them.
Just terminal. It makes me laugh.
But that's not what we're doing here. We support you and your pen. What kind of pen is it? Let's give them a shout out.
It's Doses.
Yeah, those are fun. I like those.
They look like little suppositories.
I know. They do look sort of like a feminine hygiene product at the end of the day, but marketing
aside. What flavor are we talking about here?
Passion, because I like to get horny.
Ooh, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Because they got one that just says sleep on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
What if you do the passion? When you meant to do sleep, or if you mix it up.
Well, that's the subplot of a How I Met Your Mother episode, if I ever heard it.
What if you take it to the passion when you're at the zoo with kids or something? That could get awkward.
I know, truly.
You
know?
You gotta be careful where you puff the passion.
And that one's got a little buzzer on it, tells you when your hit's done.
I know, I love
it.
Which is
rude. It's like, let me tell you.
I'm worried, like, what are they training me for with the buzz? Because I crave the buzz more than I crave the THC at this point.
Is it a government conspiracy?
I know. This is a Black Mirror episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, true.
This is cute. This looks like a little clear donut. I like that.
Maybe we should keep technology out of weed.
Definitely. No. Don't you think it gets a little tricky?
Home grow it, put it right into your rubber bong.
That thing looks like a zebra's dick. I think it's
weird.
Yeah, it
does have a very
fruit-striped zebra.
Yes, exactly.
The sativa we have in everything on the table today that Jessamy and I will have to finish
blow
all
into
of it
Joel's
on
face.
Our own. Oh, does that wouldn't work? He'd still be inhaling it.
Oh yeah, I know you can't. Are you gonna be okay?
In fact, it would be like all of the bad things about this, but none of the THC.
Are you gonna hold your breath when we blow out?
I'll
we have to time
fine.
This.
I'll be fine. I'll be good. I already signed my
we
life away.
This so. Way, we'll run a fan during the breaks.
Joel, do you swim?
What about dabbing? Do you dab?
I'm deciding if I'm gonna do it today for the show.
Whoa, Joel.
I know, and they actually, like, three different people came and they were like, no, actually, like, please say no. Like, most guests say no. It's okay if you say no. And that only just made me want to do it.
Yeah, psychology, reverse psychology. Uh-oh.
Rebel.
Dabbing.
We'll see.
Okay. I can't do that.
No promises.
The sativa day is called Green Slime, and the indica that we have standing by, if you want to go there, just may, is called Eclipse OG.
In this cute little jar. I love a little jar.
Joel, when did you discover... Sorry, I didn't have anything more to say about
the
jar.
No, it's fine. It was just an
observation. Joel, when did you discover that you liked, you know, getting high? What's your high history?
I guess just a little... I was homeschooled until I was 16.
I need to have my own high history.
They sent me to public school, and within a month, I had, like, tried weed and drank for the first time and, like, hooked up for the first time, all of it in that month. And weed was in that spell. And I sort of always knew instinctually that it was always bullshit when people told me it was wrong, and immediately I knew I was right and stopped believing in like God and everything.
Whoa! That took a turn!
Wow, that was...
Utah just fell off the map.
That was a much bigger lesson.
Wow.
You know.
I thought he was going to say he discovered what was in the Big Mac sauce or something, but...
Or I just learned that there was a lot of bullshit.
Wow.
But not everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, that's a big epiphany for her.
So pretty much since then, it's been a nice big part of my life.
I think it's a great way to live. I'm sorry about your lungs.
No, you know what? I would have been fine if I just... stuck to weed. It was the fucking cigarettes that did me in.
Oh, brutal. Are you still, you're not puffing on cigarettes anymore?
Never.
You take care of yourself, Joel. Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you so much.
You're all good. Still going to get a blunt somewhere in there. Figure it out. Maybe we can just put like a little hole here.
She wants me dead.
She wants me dead.
She wants me dead.
I just want you challenged.
Yeah, that is
fair. It sounds like you haven't been challenged enough.
Did you see sharp objects?
Yeah.
That lady won a Golden Globe for acting so crazy.
I know. And, you know, most women out here doing it just every day on the regular.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't get anything.
But did you really saw that show?
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I read the book first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that always messes up when you read the book and then your brain makes this image. It's so much better than the show. And you're like, well, my brain is, like, so much better than network television.
It was HBO.
Oh, it's true.
You're telling me your brain's better than HBO?
Obviously, it is. It's so much better.
The new season of Crashing starts soon on HBO. Thanks for being a sponsor. We got this list of names I'm supposed to say on the show, you know, because we have people that support us through Patreon. And they joined the club, the 420 club. We got Jason Adams, Marielena Gonzalez. If you have anything, if you know any of these people, make sure to tell me. Sean Mara, Justine Young, Joe Raposa, Mia Amaro, Jeremy R. Woodroff, 420 Chart Ops. I don't know what that's about.
Oh, I know her.
It's a new military base.
Stephen Noletti and Magnus Hammersburg. Now that one
doesn't sound real.
Holy shit.
Sounds like an evil person in like
in a kilt.
Yeah.
Magnus Hammersburg.
Sounds like a villain.
Yeah. So good job, everybody. Thank you for doing that. Now I'm gonna ask you guys a question that I also do not know the answer to, and we'll try to figure it out.
Okay.
It's called Marijuana Know Something. Where does Saudi Arabia get their camels from?
The camel store.
I didn't know they just, I thought they had their own camels.
Yeah, aren't they just, that's where they are.
So they're shipped over
there? Getting them from somewhere, and it's going to be, the answer is going to be like, really? Okay.
This isn't,
like a trick
you
question.
Know that there is an actual answer that is in Saudi Arabia on the other side of this question.
Yeah, I just don't know what it is because I don't look beforehand.
I didn't,
is it
I
a
know
trick
this
question?
Is the premise of the show.
They are kind of tricky, segment, these questions, yes, but sometimes you can get there.
It's got to be some. It's going to be somewhere logic. Like white. It's going to be like Australia or Canada.
I was thinking Las
that
Vegas.
That was my first thought, was Australia. Las Vegas? Yeah, what, they retire? They retire from shows?
Yeah. Yeah, and they just send over like old ass circus camels.
Oh,
you know, because they're slower.
Well, I think Saudi Arabia must—they have a really nice, you know, they're getting a lot of fresh camels all the time.
Well, there's a lot to consider. There's a lot of money there, so they have the money to get them from further places. But then maybe convenience—they get.
They
them
have
right
some
to
sort
store.
Of camel yeah. pipeline.
Yeah, there's just.
It does seem wild that they would, like, go to such lengths to get something that is not practical anymore.
Yeah, it's like, not. Like, get a car. Not, get a Prius.
I mean, when I travel, I kind of like to do it like this.
And it's like, where do you sit on the camel? Like, how inconvenient? Are you just on the base, the nape of its neck? Or, like,
are you on its nape? Are you right on its nape?
Are you on the hump? Are you, like, on the back
side of the hump? Did you ask first before getting on the nape?
I don't understand, like, how do you ride
I think it's
camels?
Australia.
Where are they growing them?
Don't you think it's Australia?
Sissy Spacek's
I think it's Australia,
house.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Ooh, I got another good guess, though.
I'm going to say... What?
No, I don't.
That's a weird way to itch your nose.
I don't. Well, you know why I didn't want to...
Really get in there?
I didn't want my fingernail to take the paint off. Saudi Arabia gets their camels from...
I have no idea.
Australia!
Oh, good job.
We did it.
Nice try. Fuck you.
Okay. Well, that went so well. All right, do we want to take a chance to do a second
yes,
one?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
All right. Hit your pen for strength over there. And I'm going to get ready to hit this thing. And all these things are loaded up there. So whichever one you want.
Take this weird eye.
Go for it.
I like that about you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. She takes the weird eye. Okay, now this is just, this makes
me. Hold your breath.
I'm angry about this one, you guys.
Okay. I feel like I'm ready. Go. Sorry.
Marijuana knows something.
I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. I was kidding. I was kidding.
Hold this. Just breathe into this.
Marijuana knows something.
Yes.
How many legs?
Shit.
I mean, this is torn from today's headlines. How many legs does an octopus have?
Nine.
Legs?
They don't have legs. There's not like feet at the end of those things. That's a confusing question.
That's what I'm saying.
With high heels
That's why
on.
I'm mad at it.
These questions are very tricky. They don't have legs.
Unless it's like one of those goofy things where they have like two little bones sticking out of their fucking head and they're like, scientifically, those are legs. And
some nerd.
Then they get us. Yeah.
Some call them nerds. Because
they look like legs.
We call them legs.
Right. They just look like legs and they're really antenna.
Octopus legs.
Legs? One.
Well, I mean, everybody says that octopus has eight arms, but I imagine since they use the arms to, you know, the suction cups move them around, they're kind of more like legs than arms.
Do they have a baby arm?
So maybe they have eight legs.
That feels like it's too easy. That feels like the trick of the question.
I think people call them arms, but they're not arms. Even though they can put an arm around things.
And they like pull stuff in.
The Beatles, of course.
I think that's the trick. I think the answer is going to be two. And it's going to be one of those stupid things where it's literally like two bones.
Then the octopus is going to get up and walk away on two feet.
He's just like this. What if he just lifts up all of his arms and like two regular man feet come out?
Yes.
Just walking up the bottom
of the ocean. Walk like.
Yeah. When no one's looking, he's got like legit legs. Like skinny little shins.
Okay, so that's our answer?
Two.
Two.
I'm going all eight.
All eight?
I think so.
This is bullshit.
If that isn't,
this is cruel.
Then who wrote these questions?
Because
they
asshole.
Seem like two different people.
Yeah,
one
do.
Very smart and the other very simple.
Get it. If it's eight, I'm gonna flip this whole fucking table. Go ahead. My Bailey's is almost empty.
All right, let me hold down this table. Because I'm a very smart person. Two!
Yes! As the set falls apart, and we literally are back in the You can't get us. We got your octopi right here, buddy.
Wow.
Shove it where the sun don't shine.
That was like there was $1 million in your briefcase. That's not what that reaction was. There are eight tentacles, two of which are legs, and six are arms.
How do they wear shirts? Can you imagine buying a shirt for one of those?
So,
Target doesn't sell that.
We just never stop to think about the division of the arms and legs amongst the eight things sticking out of an octopus.
But what differentiates the two? Do they have like little heels or something?
Well, I think, yeah, maybe they're just more footy and the others are more handy.
There's a joint, there's like a little bony knee.
Yeah. I think we have to go to break. Do we have to go to break? All right, we have to go to break. We'll be back with more after this. Oh.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Did you know that 66% of men lose their hair by age 35? So many guys I know started going bald and never tried to do anything about it. Thankfully, baldness can be optional thanks to 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair, not snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Just go to 4hims.com, answer a few quick questions, and a doctor will review and can prescribe you what you need. Then products are shipped directly to your door. No more waiting rooms, no more awkward doctor visits. When you order Getting Dug with High Fans, get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/Doug. That's F-O-R-H IMS.com/DOUG. 4hims.com/Doug.
Hey. We're back with Joel Kim Booster and Jessamay Peluso. And joining us, as she does on every episode, is Alicia with the Pot Topics.
Hello. Thanks.
I said it.
You did.
Pot Topic.
So in Massachusetts, they've already gone recreational, so all adults over 21 can smoke. However, it's also legal for any employer to fire an employee if they test positive for cannabis, whether or not they're actually under active influence at the time of being out of work. Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. So
but...
but there's
you
more.
You can rant about it first, but it's going to get better, I promise.
Oh.
Really? What's better about it?
So Senator Jason Lewis plans to introduce legislation next month, which would prevent workers from losing their job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
as long as they do it on their own time.
As it stands now, you could lose your job over it, but they're going to fix that with new legislation.
Right, because some of the tests, I mean, it can pick up trace amounts of cannabis for up to months after you used it.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to actually prove, you know, whether you came in under the influence or not.
And what jobs are we talking? The bean server at Chipotle, they need weed.
Well, I think this was inspired because a woman who I believed worked at Costco broke a few bones in her foot while at work. And so when she eventually returned to work, she was using medical marijuana. And... they tested her and she got fired.
That's
even though
bullshit.
She was using it just to be able to come back to work and you know, perform her job.
She probably slipped in the sample aisle. Those people are sloppy.
Burn it all down
all
to the ground.
Samples and they go all over the floor.
So mad at Costco.
Those people.
Wait, do you know there's no like equivalent law. Like no one ever gets fired for like drinking recreationally outside of work.
Amen.
Like there's not
motherfuckers show up wasted to work.
There are some, but there's only a few states where they can't.
Got it.
They can't judge you for anything that you're doing recreationally on your own time.
Got it.
My sister's got a guy installing her bathroom, and that guy gets wasted at like 10 a.m. and then goes and tiles for a couple hours. That's not safe.
Okay, don't get high and tile, you guys.
You should get high and tile. Don't drink and tile.
Oh, being not high is... Wait, what did you say?
He boozes. Boozes.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, no, you should be working with
get high and tile.
Yeah, tile.
Now I get it. Tile?
Tile high.
Okay.
Tile. That's not what you want to say.
No.
I take that back. Speaking
of that, I'll be in the Tile High City on Mother's Day. May 12th. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Sad.
Just yeah, in the city.
Oh, I also wanted to mention Boston because I'm excited that they're recreational now, and I'm going to be playing at the Wilbur Theater there on April 20th.
That's a great venue. That's
awesome.
It's
my 420 gig in
that's
Boston.
Great.
The first year it's legal there.
That's a beautiful place to see.
Congrats, you guys.
Yeah, very awesome. Proud.
You should be. That's a great venue.
Yeah, excited. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Anytime you mention a city, I'm going to jump in.
My love, you're just going to generally
be
in
Colorado.
Okay,
get ready for this one then.
I'm going to be there.
No, Mother's Day in Denver.
Okay.
I said the Tile High City.
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. Still thinking about the drunk in my sister's bathroom right now. Okay.
We all are. There was a recall and tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana here in California after Sequoia Analytical Lab in Sacramento.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to be there in February.
Just in the city somewhere. No,
the punchline. The old sack punch.
Oh, yeah. That's fun, too.
How about Arden Mall? Yeah, that's coming up. Thank you.
They were faking pesticide test results.
Gross!
Yeah.
That's brutal. Mm-hmm. Ruin it for the rest of us.
Well, according to other growers and merchants, the growing industry has been really overwhelmed because of taxes and licensing, and there's just been a lot of complications. So it seems like other businesses kind of weren't condoning it but understood why a company was turning to that. So they closed down and they surrendered their business license.
That's
it.
But recalling tens of thousands of pounds, so I guess check where your weed's from.
Check where it's from.
Yeah, read the labels, you guys.
Read the labels.
Sequoia Analytical Lab.
When your dealer hands you a plastic bag with nothing on it, you know, follow-up questions.
Ask where it's from.
Watch Murder Mountain. That'll really enlighten you on a lot of the shifty shit that's going
Murder
on
Mountain.
In this industry.
Why does it sound so scary?
It sounds so scary. You know, it's a selling point.
It
Everyone
sounds
loves
a little
murder.
Over the top,
it
actually.
It is. Ah, I love that. A little apex joke? That's good. Oh, no. Do you have asthma, too? Joel, cover your...
We're all just going to drop dead around you.
It's really gorgeous. You're making art.
I kind of almost dumped all the weed out.
We got to remember to blow it the other way. I forgot all about Joel over there.
Your lungs almost dumped the weed out.
I like how you keep so neatly putting them back when you're done.
It's an ordination.
They have a specific place. It's real feng shui to this table.
Feng shui.
We picked the wrong episode to stop having a medic. Oh, you know, budget cuts, you guys.
I know. I can do the Heimlich. Choking on smoke, I don't know if that works,
not
but...
super applicable for what I'm going through, but... I appreciate it just the same. I
she
love
won't
that.
Let your brain die. She won't let that happen.
I'll blow into a hole. I'll keep you alive. I'll blow into the hole. Not like that, y'all. Like in a life-saving way. Not like in a sexual manner.
In a life-saving way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just life-saving.
It's all...
Lifesavers have a hole in them. That's how it works.
They do.
You're not wrong.
It's valid. The Israeli medical cannabis company ICAN predicts that the global industry for cannabis is going to reach $33 billion in the next 5 years. And Israel's parliament has just decided to approve a law that will allow them to export their own cannabis.
Whoa, I'd like to try some of that.
Apparently, they have almost perfect growing conditions, and so they're able to grow a lot very well.
Well,
that sounds delicious.
If there's a region that needs to chill out a little bit.
Also, it's like they should just ship the camels and the weed at the same time and just maybe save
make
on
a trade
some
with Australia.
Costs. Yeah. Does anybody want some orange?
No, but thank you for bringing one out.
I brought the smallest orange ever, but I'm fully prepared to
it's
share it with everybody.
It's still just amazing
no,
television.
No, you guys, it's a normal-sized orange. Her hands are just crazy.
Oh, giant hands open up your lungs. Tiny orange.
Oh, God. Giant hands, tiny orange. That's my memoir title.
But it smells good. I like the smell of it.
I love an orange.
Yeah, it brings a nice smell into the room.
It's good. I'm glad that everyone's enjoying it.
Yeah.
This is how really nice happy fruit, isn't
anytime
it?
Anytime you're hearing about news, you should have a smell of orange in the air.
Yeah, just bust an orange out. You know, look at this. Look how juicy
that
and delicious.
That is like super fragrant.
Do you want some?
No, I actually, yeah,
come
I do.
On.
I really hope they're zooming in just on the
actually,
orange right now.
Yes.
I hope that's the shot.
Hey, come on. We all have to share it. I'll feel so sad.
Okay, I'm going to eat it after I read you things.
Yeah, maybe you need the energy for the next one.
I'll take some, but yeah, same deal. I'll do it. I'm going to eat it like in a few hours after dinner.
Like it's so, you know, when you leave it out, you have to eat it fresh.
I don't want it to spoil my dinner.
The acid should take a couple minutes to kick in, but you guys will really... Can you imagine? You do like a 14-hour show. We're just like... Mmm. Delightful.
That was good.
Anyway.
Thank you for that.
By 2019, they hope to be exporting to Germany, Austria, Mexico, and Australia. So that's why they could trade for camels.
What about to us? We don't get none of that?
I don't think we need any of that. Sure. Good plenty.
Point. Good point.
Yeah. We got too much in some
too
places.
Too much. Oregon's got 1.3 million pounds that they just can't get rid of.
That's
we talked
crazy.
About that on the last show, yeah.
Know where I'm moving. Oh, well. Move up in the mountains and just smoke.
Yeah, help
weed.
Those people. Help them. Get up there.
Yep. Hashtag get up there.
Help those people. Help them. Sounds like a Lifetime movie moment.
It is. In many ways, it is.
Lifetime could make a Murder Mountain movie, I think.
That would be great.
I don't know much about it, but it sounds like they could.
It's just about a woman who lives in a big house on a hill. She murders her husband and puts him in the salad, and the kids eat him. The holidays were rough.
That was on Lifetime?
I'm sorry, that
went a little dark. That's what the Lifetime movie would be.
Murder Mountain.
Oh, man.
You know, it's like an innuendo.
Wait, it is?
No, I mean, it's a literal thing. It's a real show. But I meant like the Lifetime. Let's just move on. Is there another pot topic or something we can do?
Oklahoma legalized medically in June.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, good for them, Oklahoma.
Congrats,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
They did, and they are moving so quickly with getting everything set up, probably faster than we've seen any other state do yet. The ballot to get it legalized, there was 57% in support, and it now has one of the most liberal pot laws because medically, doctors can prescribe it for any condition. It doesn't need to be deemed extreme, just any
it's
condition.
Great.
Yep.
I'm pregnant.
I hope you all have cool doctors. Yeah.
Some weed.
Or a lazy doctor, yeah. You know, just
lazy
what's your problem.
Cool.
Weed should take care of it.
Third trimester.
Put it in on or near wherever the problem is. And thank me later.
I'm a person. Oh, you need some weed. Thank you.
Well, they can also, they can grow 12 plants of their own. They can have up to 8 ounces in their home, and they can have up to 3 ounces on their person at any time.
That's amazing.
I don't even know how you carry 3 ounces. Yeah. You just have a backpack of weed.
I saw you
reason.
In Seattle. Yeah, I know how y'all carry 3 ounces.
Oh, my God.
Just a big jacket.
You're a pro packer.
Shout out to Lemon Haze.
Shout out to Lemon Haze. Doug had it, all the weed
cannabis
that was in
convention.
Oklahoma.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but we got it all home.
You did. Mm-hmm. So impressive. Even that big bud.
Well, we gave a bunch of stuff to the valets at the hotel. But
yeah, they
but
were thrilled.
We still brought a lot of stuff home with us.
But what about that huge, giant, beautiful bud? It looked like a little mini Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's in my kitchen. Like, it's like the
Beauty and the Beast. Road.
It's in
yes!
A,
yeah.
But it's in like a glass case, and it's sealed up.
Yeah.
So it should let you know stay fresh.
Yeah.
So it's just there in emergencies, like we're gonna break it with a hammer.
Just a teeny little hammer.
In emergency, break glass, yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's,
awesome.
But it's real tempting.
That's so cool.
I've been very fortunate that lately, you know, now that you can fly with it, I used to always have to just smoke everything before flying home. But now I can fly home with stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I actually hated it when people on the road, like audience members, would give me weed. And I'd be like, this is not a gift. This is a burden for me.
Yeah, you gave me a ticking time bomb.
Exactly.
Right,
because
you're like,
I feel like
me.
I got to smoke this before I leave town.
Mm-hmm. If I smoke it, I might have an asthma attack on the tarmac.
Mm-hmm. It is nice.
Oh, that does
that
have
has a
nice
really
ring.
Nice ring. Yeah.
Super
back in the Mac, in the back of the Mac, having an asthma attack in the tarmac.
We'll all be right back. It's not the right time for that.
Oh, that would have been great.
Oh, I was like, wow. Commercial
break?
Would
have been so great, but we're not there yet. It's not happening yet.
Give Joel Kim Booster vapes, y'all.
Yeah, send me.
Dosist.
Yeah.
Send me free shit.
Yeah.
Look what I'm doing for you.
Dosis, hook him up. He has lung issues.
I'm weird and fun on this weed.
He's a make-a-wish.
Isn't that
kid. Help
what
him
you
out.
Wanna feel like?
I hope you guys are talking to the right camera.
I look towards the snack table.
It's very confusing.
Dosis.
I'm not
fun
even
and weird.
Sure I could tell you what a camera is at this point.
Okay.
Next topic.
This is our last topic.
Oh, last topic.
Wow.
Stretch.
I really
stretch.
Super impressed.
Oh my god, it's a little funny.
So 2018 was just an awesome
2 minutes.
Year. Oh my god. Okay. Anyway, 2018 really was a great year for cannabis.
Yeah.
And globally, the market has...
One of the only things it was a great year for, but go ahead.
That's true.
Yeah, but progress has been made. We love it.
Yes, it's happening. We're slowly chipping away.
Blue wave.
Legal marijuana was at $10.4 billion industry in the U.S. in 2018, with 250,000 jobs devoted just to the handling of the marijuana plants alone, just to put that in perspective.
I feel higher looking at you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I have that effect.
I feel relaxed.
She's like eating mango.
Oh, good. Well, I hope it's in that order, but. investors poured $10 billion into cannabis just in North America, and that's twice what it invested in the last 3 years combined. And the market's expected to reach more than $16 billion by next year.
You should just get high and do news. That's a show.
Those numbers
are thoroughly engaged.
I'll just come read news to you.
I feel like a cat looking at a laser light right now. Wow. I'm really engaged.
The world's gonna stop. It's gotta ignore. I mean, they can't ignore the numbers any longer. Like everywhere just has to legalize it, and so many people are gonna make so much money.
Did you say a whole sentence yet?
I think so.
Okay.
Or, a run-on for sure.
It was definitely.
Yeah. You're doing all right.
I'm doing fine.
I think maybe orange might be like mango. It might have upped your high.
I feel
might
great. Have wow.
Made you extra high.
Yeah.
It's how the citrus interacts.
Yeah.
All right.
The citrus acid.
Hey, if you guys want to send me more pot topics, that'd be swell. I can find me on Twitter.
Yeah, do that. Thank you, Alicia.
Yeah, Alicia.
Thanks a lot.
Yay. We'll be right back with the Dab King.
Oh, no.
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June. And he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. We are back.
No?
Attack, attack, so. And Mac.
Absolutely not, in fact.
What?
He's looking at the contraption.
He won't do it?
That Santa Claus Jr. just came
Joel
in
Kim
with.
Joel Kim Booster is out.
I know, I'm walking back my earlier statements.
Jessamay will do it, though, right?
You really seemed like a rebel earlier. I don't dab. The last time I dabbed, the earth felt like a taco under my feet.
What? That's like best case scenario.
No.
I was gonna say that doesn't sound
a world sized taco. I shout out to our sports.
I
want to
walk crunchy.
It wasn't even that. It was just like
I want to go on a crunch walk. Well, this is they changed dabs since you did that, and this will be
yeah.
You'll be fine.
That's true.
You'll be totally fine.
This is like the family.
Do you want me to do it to prove it? Year.
This looks like something from like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure with like the light in there.
Well, going back in time.
Wait,
isn't,
you're filming
a bad thing.
Two episodes back to back. Did you already do one?
Yeah.
I'll
do them all day until I nap.
This is crazy.
You got
8 hours.
Lung transplant from.
Yeah.
Tommy Chong. So
yeah,
okay, the button. Okay, hit the button. Watch this. It's pretty.
The color changes. When
it goes green, it means I can hit it.
Hit the wrong one.
Oh, it did.
Oh shit!
Damn it!
Hit the middle one. Yeah.
Damn it, Dab Master.
Show
me the
dangerous.
Correct way.
If you, like, slam
yeah, don't
your
just
head
jam
down.
Your eye onto that. Yeah.
Shoot
Good call.
Your eye out.
Good call.
It's
basically it's just a gorgeous. Bong version
this is what
of
happens
a vape pen.
When people get high and then love science. This thing starts yeah. to come into people's houses and be on the coffee table.
Makes it, the weed smoking seem really smart.
Very, so the light is just to indicate the time when you can puff it and stuff?
But yeah, also, no. sort of the, sorry, I was just going to tell Joel that the way the smoke feels is like more like a vape than like a flower hit.
You know what? And but I appreciate it, that description.
But it's a big one. Yeah, you don't want, if you, anybody that's like at all not wanting to do it, I don't push
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
I just, if I have shows tonight, I know that if I had nothing else to do and I could just go home and lay flat
Joel, we
on
don't
my
need
face
your excuses.
In the shower. I would do that.
I have a show tonight, but it's the Todd Glass show, so I'll be fine.
Oh, you probably should do another hit then.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna, yeah.
What if Joel hit this and then he started to believe in God again?
Oh, that's worst case scenario, right?
What if this is like this?
Never touch
this is the pivotal moment for you, Kim Booster.
Turns it all around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do become a youth pastor.
Yeah. You should have a contraption called the Kim Booster. That'd be a great dad.
Yeah, doses. Make me my own doses.
The booster.
The booster. Just, instead
yeah.
of an emotion.
Booster,
yeah,
gives you a little energy.
Yeah, they do have names that are like that, but they yeah. don't have booster, but that's perfect.
That's a great sativa name.
Yeah.
Even though that whole sativa indica is bogus.
JK Booster.
Thank you for inspiring that. I'm going to write them a letter.
I'm here yeah. for you, because earlier I don't want you to think I wanted you to die because of your lung problems.
You're going to love Joel's show because it's called Joy Fuck Club.
Yeah. That's great!
Yeah.
It's a fun he's time. Doing that January 20th at SF Sketchfest.
Awesome.
I was at Sketchfest this past weekend, had a blast, my shows all went great.
I forgot that thing lasts for like 18 weeks.
It's that's a comic exaggeration, but yeah.
It's a long
it takes
one.
A while.
There's a ton of shows.
It used to go even longer, but
nobody just sees live theater anymore.
They just realized just stretching out into February too much wasn't really necessary. Yeah.
Is that a clove cigarette?
Jesse May's podcast is called Sharp Tongue.
What's up, Joy?
Oh, have you been wanting to light that, or?
I just lit it up. You want some?
Yeah, of course.
Get in there. It's a pink case.
I like it.
I've never seen it with a black wrap
it's
like
a,
that.
It's a chick-owned company. Pretty smooth. What's so funny? Do you hate women owning businesses?
No, I just funny. I.
Oh my God! Wow.
I was just admiring
Come
your
for him.
Privilege.
Drag him! Yes.
Oh my God! Now I know. Okay. Yep. Got it. I was trying to think of where we met. It was Laugh Factory.
Oh.
Yeah. Long Beach. It's a fun spot.
I've never
You guys
done
met
that
on
up.
The assembly line was at the Laugh Factory?
It's a different
it was some
Asian
other white
person.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You're Asian. Stop. You're going to kill him.
I'm trying to do your plugs.
Oh, shit. My bad. Go ahead.
Sharp Tongue Podcast. And then Weeds Day every Wednesday at 4:20 Pacific Time raises charity awareness for Alzheimer's disease. So how do people participate in that or see that?
It's Facebook Live and Instagram Live. I go live around 4:20 Pacific, 7:20 Eastern Standard. You can just tune right in on one of those apps in the live mode, and I smoke up, answer questions, give out little factoids about Alzheimer's, and raise awareness for Endults or Hilarity for Charity.
Well, I love all of that.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Thank you.
So check that out, you guys, starting, you could watch tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be blazing up in my living room.
Do they disappear after? Do you have to only watch it when it happens? Or do you bank them so people
I
can
bank
just
them.
Watch, like, hey, let's see what happened when she got high last Wednesday.
Yeah, I bank them. On Facebook, you can go back and see them. On Instagram, I've saved them.
You should just do it live, and that's it.
I know, like, I kind of like that.
Mad About You in the
Bye.
90s. You know?
Yes!
You didn't see it.
Bye.
You didn't see it.
I like that. Maybe I'll just stick to that. So, no, you just have to fucking watch.
All right, well, I'm glad we talked through that.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the production.
Glad we changed your mind. Glad we changed your mind. Now let me convince you that the Holocaust really happened. But I know you think it did not.
That is just a conspiracy. People like to complain.
All right, so do you want to do another one, Taylor, since we're our guests are refusing us?
And
very
I said,
it's already loaded.
Very politely.
I said it before, but
it's all
I'll
very
say it
civilized.
Again. Your beard looks great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're trimmed up for this
See,
episode.
In this so thing, wait, you know how they normally have that fucking torch they have to carry around
yeah,
and heat everything up?
Yeah.
Now his beard is safe from, he's not going to torch himself because this device doesn't get flame near your face.
Is this your only job on the show? Yeah.
That's it.
Well, this, you know, he does a couple of things, you know, pro bono, like he fills the pipes before the show. And he hangs out with me on the Patreon.
All right. Well, I don't want to be in between whatever is happening.
I'm a woman, and he hung his shirt. I can see where he hung his shirt to dry after he did laundry, because those are wrinkles from a bar. You're single, huh?
Okay. My God, she's like Monk. She's like.
That's a single man's shirt.
That was a heavy dig. Heavy dig.
I'm sorry. Are you? Are you?
Oh yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm married, in fact. People love me.
Well, that explains it.
All yeah, that explains it.
Yeah.
This is my wife's doing.
No, she did no, this. No.
Thanks, Susan.
No. Susie. No,
just
no,
looks
no,
like
no.
a pattern. Yeah, she's 46.
Oh my God,
Susan's problem. She's up on Murder Mountain on Lifetime Network. Don't even try it.
Is it really noticeable?
You look it right there. You see it? That's where the shirt hung on.
See,
yeah,
that's another job he has on the show, punching bag.
Yeah. You're doing a great job, and your beard looks great.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. No one will be meaner to him than Pete Holmes.
That's true.
Really? Was Pete mean to you? That shocked me.
He was just
me.
Being Pete.
Yeah.
Aw.
I was just another
he's
target.
He's got a weird mouth,
his.
So you're fine.
All right. I'll bring that up next time
you
I
should.
See him.
You should. Tell him he's got a weird
What's
mouth.
Up with your mouth, dude?
Yeah. His jaw looks unhinged.
He looks like Val Kilmer or John Ritter.
He looks like Val Kilmer got into a bad accident and then almost drowned in a river.
I mean, have you seen Val That's Kilmer recently?
That's how Val Kilmer looks.
Exactly. Val Kilmer, we love you.
I was laughing at Joel's tweets about the Golden Globes. You got some real zingers in there.
Thank you.
Did you live tweet it?
It's a part of my culture.
That's funny.
I love that shit. I got super delayed on flights, so I only got to see bits and pieces of the show.
Me too.
And it was really frustrating because it's a great show to live tweet during because there's
it's a mess.
Always
oh
so many
God.
Goofy things going on.
Why is that?
They
why
gave
is
everyone
it?
Flu shots this year.
Was yeah. it real?
Was not
no,
real
it was a joke, like, but
really
it was just
it was
like,
really
shots.
Like cacophonous and funny. I thought.
Yeah.
Good
watching
work.
Literally like some intern have to be like to Willem Dafoe, "I'm sorry, I have to do this." She literally mouths that on television.
Yeah.
to Willem Dafoe, "I'm sorry, I have to do this."
Yeah. Well,
and then gives him a fake flu shot.
That's so weird.
She knew what she was dealing with. She saw the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, strange.
He could turn into a whole lizard man and just murder her right there.
Yeah, he could.
She's gonna see him in mirrors now.
He has a very expressive face.
He plays Van Gogh in that movie that he
yeah, and he's like
for.
80 years too old to wow. play Van Gogh. Van Gogh died like super young.
Did he?
Yeah, and also now
alive,
he can
honestly.
Only play parts that are, where they're one-eared because he went for it and cut off an ear.
You should get that guy from Reservoir Dogs.
You got that's method acting. That's the same as Brando putting cotton balls in his lips.
Same
amount of commitment.
Deal.
Cut
same
an ear,
deal.
Stuff a lip. What's the diff?
And he put oranges in his mouth and died. Were those oranges in The Godfather that killed him?
Were they?
I mean, he just died coincidentally at a heart attack or something, but... He's playing with that little kid, and he puts the orange rind yeah. in his mouth, that old gag.
Oh, like when you smile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does that old gag, and the kid's like,
a laugh riot. A yeah, laugh
and
riot.
Then,
kills.
And then he falls
every
over
time.
Dead.
Kills in every kind
Guaranteed.
Of room.
Yeah.
Alt, clubs, colleges.
Don't die. Don't die in front of a toddler, you guys, because the toddler
don't.
Just thinks you're playing.
Yeah.
He doesn't say shit to anybody.
They're not
going to
call
just,
anybody.
He goes off
like, this bit is really going on for a long time.
Could there be a worse person to die in front of? A toddler. They're not even going to make a phone call. That little fucker's going to get a snack.
Yeah,
he's going to use
damaged,
all the lipstick.
And they're never even going to know it. They're
never.
Not going to remember it specifically, but they're going to be like,
they'll have trust right. issues.
Yeah.
People have told them
like
a million
weird
versions
smell,
of what
sensory
happened.
Issues.
Toddlers. At least a dog can make a fucking phone call.
Well, a dog has a meal.
That's true. You're not feeding your kids?
No.
Another reason why your shirt's wrinkly.
On January 22nd, which is next Tuesday, we're going to release an archive episode of My Choosing at 12:15 p.m. And then on January 29th, we'll be back live from here in the basement at 12:15. So just check in with us every week at 12:15 if you can. Or just look for things in the archives.
Well,
this has been a delightful episode.
This is fun.
The episode is such a strange word with regards to this show because it was not.
It's an experience.
It wasn't. It didn't feel bad. You know, episode usually means something bad happened.
Yeah, like she had an episode of the Marshalls.
Exactly.
Why's it got to be a girl? Shopping.
Because we always have. That's why we shop, because we're always like, you know, freaking out, and then we cry in the fitting room and hide our day wine. I mean, I'm just spitballing. I don't know. It's not
specific.
Man,
day wine. I really get
that. These are just ideas that women can...
Great place for sadness.
Here's some things to try.
Marshall's fitting room.
Yeah, if you want to cry, if you want to have a good cry.
If you want to have like a little like mini mental breakdown, highly recommend the Target fitting room.
Someone's going to say, are you okay in there?
I'm fine.
Eventually.
Can I get this in a six? I'm fine. Is there any like waffles or something in the store?
That's how you do it.
Experience.
That's how it's done.
Most Targets will have waffles these days.
They will.
Which is nice.
They have a full grocery.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful.
Nego. Just take it to the toaster aisle.
Is Pete Holmes going to come back?
He's here. Here he is.
Oh my God. If he bursts through the door right now, I'm going to have a heart attack.
What if you just.
The chatty Kool-Aid man.
If I'm ever on with Pete Holmes, I will get you
Kool-Aid here.
I'm just, you have to sit between us.
All right, we gotta go. Bye, everybody.
Bye.